He doesn't want to live in a house made with hands. He wants to live in you.
Amen.
I've been saying this for way over a year now. Almost everywhere I go, I say it at one point in all the services. You gave me a lot this weekend. I'm excited. I'll say it right out of the gate. Suicide is more prevalent than we've ever seen. People think it's an option, an escape. It's an option. This is just my opinion. I believe it's the deepest expression of deception a man can be. That he can actually be tricked into taking something that's not even his. Because it's the self-centered lie that drives you there.
That's right.
And all of a sudden you say, well, it's my life. Well, it's my life. I'll do with it what I want. It's my life. Don't you even worry about it. It's my life. Never was, friend. It was never your life. It was always his life in you. So suicide isn't taking your life. It's taking his life in you. And it's the deepest deception that a man would be so self-consumed that he could do something thinking it's right and take what's never been his in the first place. Because God never made you to live alone. He never made you for you. He made you for his image. And the only reason you can believe the suicidal lie is because you haven't been pursuing that truth. And it's all about you. Talking like that, you hear how quiet it is? It's more important than you think in a room like this. You'd be amazed how prevalent those thoughts are in people that are singing Christian songs. Sometimes they're singing the songs in despair. Sometimes they're singing the songs in wishful thinking. Sometimes they're singing the songs hoping and wishing it was true in that way for them. But without getting a revelation and giving themselves and seeking and hearing the stuff and go, whoa, the more you sing those songs and things don't change, the more you tend to believe the lies. You'd be amazed what I perceive right now. And if we were honest, how many people actually felt like in recent moments that suicide is optional in their life? It's grave deception. And if it does come to your thinking, cast it down quickly by holding up truth. And you want to get to know Jesus real quick? Stop just thinking in your mind. Start activating your heart. And as soon as a thought like that would come, say, Lord Jesus, I thank you. You made my life worth living. I thank you that I have value in you and I have purpose. And I thank you that nothing is solely my own, man, except your life in me. Because you took my sin, you took my yesterday, you took my waywardness, you took my inability, and you start just shedding all that off. And then you just put on him right in the midst of the lie. Don't even address the lie. Don't talk to the devil. He's a cut off withering branch. Let him there. Look, you see what happens if you give a mic and put somebody up here? They manifest. Don't put him up here in your life. He doesn't need your attention. There's two things in my life I tell people all the time I never think about. Sin and the devil. Never think about it. Scripture tells me to live that way. I'm not unaware of his devices, but I give him no place. I don't think about him. Think about Jesus. Think about salvation. Think about truth. Think about wisdom. Think about love. I don't think about enemy attack. What's he doing? Is he around? You said it. Sometimes you just need to let him pull up a chair and watch you live your life in Jesus and worship him. You say, well, wouldn't you be freaked out if he was in your bedroom? I'm sure he's in my bedroom quite a few times. Let him come in and suffer if he wants to. What do I care if he's there?